producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Very brisk summer's day here in Fargo, North Dakota. Sunny, south side of Fargo. To be exact, it is very, very sunny out, but it's also very brisk. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it is summer after all. Wow. Lots going on in the news today. We're going to try to touch on a couple of the hot topics. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. This is Flag Family Radio. And as always, in the at 8:20, I'm going to speak with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. Me and Ellen did not have the cozy conversation that we normally have. Yesterday, we kind of differed quite a bit. And this Adrian Peterson story is just, wow. Part of me says, you know, it's kind of bread and circuses type deal, because there's a lot of things going on in the world, right here in the homeland. You got the IRS scandal still boiling over. You still have the Benghazi thing. The fact that Scott had Tanto on yesterday, and, you know, he's talking about the stand down orders and that sort of thing. Yet we're talking about Adrian Peterson now. And I totally get the fact that, you know, he's a big superstar, especially around this area, big football star, Vikings, you know, that whole thing. But I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you know, what is the bigger story here? Are we so distracted? Someone told me earlier this morning, earlier today, that, you know, it's what's on folks' minds. It's the reason that reality TV does so well. It's the reason why the Kardashians are so well off and well known, even though they don't contribute not a thing to society. And I want to know from you guys, 855-217-76, extension 2, why do you think that is? And I'm going to, and I feel like I have to address some of these things, because yesterday Ellen kind of raked me over the coals. I'm glad to see, though, on my social media, there was a lot more common sense over there. I'm going to say couple of things that may be incendiary, or I don't know, maybe even abrasive to some folks, and it might leave you scratching your head. But I want your reaction to what I am going to discuss with you today, and it's got everything to do with Adrian Peterson and also parental rights, and how far do we go with this whole social engineering experiment with the NFL? How far are we going to go? I heard someone yesterday saying that we need to reprogram men, and I'm just, it leaves me scratching my head. Seriously, we need to reprogram men? Are you kidding me? No. We don't need to reprogram anyone. I think life is life. People are people. People are not perfect. If we were, we wouldn't be living on Earth. We'd have halos and wings. And that's just my humble opinion. But how far are we going to allow these folks to socially engineer us? So, Adrian Peterson, I don't think he's a horrible father. Now, he is a product of his upbringing and his environment, and we all know, I talk about this all the time about the fact that especially African-American men, and I'm an African-American male, so I feel comfortable talking about this, and I'm going to beat up on my peeps a little bit here. But this guy, while not the father of the year or even the male of the year, in my opinion, for someone like Adrian Peterson that has gone through the things that he has had to go through in life, I'm just going to say he's not doing a horrible job. I've seen worse. I'll just say that. I've seen much, much worse. I've seen kids that never knew who their father was, and the father didn't even want to know, you know, that he had a kid out there. It used to be said in the ghetto that kids were the black man's kryptonite. Seriously. Folks are running down the street. All you got to do is bring a kid out to the middle of the street and say, hey, who's this kid's father, and watch all the black guys run. But Adrian Peterson is not doing that. He's actually seeking out his multitude of kids, which I am not condoning at all. You know, you get married, you have a wife, you have children, that sort of thing. And I'm bringing this point up because there's a bigger point to be made here, especially when we're talking about reprogramming men. Now, Adrian Peterson says, you know, and I take him at his word. He says he's not a perfect son. He says, I'm not a perfect husband. I'm not a perfect parent. But I am, without a doubt, not a child abuser. And we're going to develop that later on. But I think Scott Hannon has hopped into the conversation here. Hey, Scott.
Leon, how are you?
I'm good. I'm stirring the pot a little bit.
That's the job of a radio talk show host, isn't it? Stir the pot.
A little, yeah. So what are you doing, Scott?
I'm at Chase on the Lake in Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota today on the program to tell you about all their great fall specials. As a matter of fact, they got a wellness retreat coming up in November, and they've got have you heard about the paranormal? You into the paranormal thing at all?
I have.
Yeah, I happened to be up here the first time they did this, where they bring up I don't know, these experts, and they go try and find these ghosts and all. You know, it's very bizarre to me, very bizarre. I don't know that I would spend much time in the paranormal, you know, kind of realm. But some people really, really dig this, right?
I do.
Do you? You're into it? You like it?
I'm a Southern boy. I love all that kind of mystic of goings on. As a matter of fact, what am I going to do a remote from Chase on the Lake? Are you kidding me?
Now, didn't you say you had like an anniversary coming up with Nick or something? See, this is the perfect kind of spot. It really is. Chase on the Lake is a resort, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And there's just so the full picture is here. That's what I really like. And by the full picture, I mean you've got a great lake, right? Leech Lake is just incredible, but anything you like to do on a lake, you're going to like to do here, okay? You've got a resort and a lodge with, you know, anywhere from three-bedroom condos up to single room in the lodge, completely renovated. You've got a fabulous restaurant in the 502. You've got a downtown that's just cool. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just small town Minnesota cool, you know? It's really, really neat. And I don't know about you, but I spent about 1% of the time that I wanted to spend here this summer, just because it was a busy summer, and you know, there's still some decent weather left for fall, so it's a good time to say, well, I didn't get there as much as I wanted to this summer, but by golly, I'm gonna do it now. So they have a lot of great specials. This golf special we've been talking about, which is, you know, Minnesota and golf in the fall kind of go together. They have a great deal with a couple of 18-hole courses in the area, the Tiana Country Club and the Longbow Golf Club. And the package is two nights lodging, two dinners in the 502, two 18-hole rounds of golf at either Longbow or Tiana, your choice. And it's $259 for the whole works, Sunday through Thursday, $299 if you want to do it over a weekend. And, you know, you can upgrade if you like to a Lakeview or a condo or whatever for a couple bucks more. But it's a great deal. I mean, again, try going down to the cities and getting a weekend where you've got golf, two nights lodging, and two dinners for $259. Hello.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is a great deal. And so that's a lot of fun. The Paranormal Investigation is November 7th and 8th. It's their fifth annual, and they bring in this Adrian Lee. Do you know who Adrian Lee is, the author, the investigator?
Yes, I do.
Okay, kind of a big deal. And that's a special that they put together for $2.99 for two nights, and it includes a meet and greet with the author. You get one of these EVP recorders in every room. Information on how to use the ghost equipment, on how to conduct your own investigation, and then two evenings of active investigating the Chase on the Lake property. I mean, this place has been around a long time, so, you know, there's
You're up there a lot, right? So, have you ever seen any paranormal activity?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Well, we'll discuss that when you come back in. I would love to go down there.
Ellen Ratner is paranormal, actually. Ellen Ratner is paranormal, and she's going to be here next, right? We'll get her take on AP. I can hardly wait.
Good deal. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Preference Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Preference Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Preference Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Preference Shooter now. Only at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We are back talking Ghostbusters with Scott Hannon out there on Chase on the Lake, and also talking a little AP and a couple of other stories that have piqued our interest.
The big story is Adrian Peterson. Let's just be honest. Yep. Everybody in every water cooler all across the Northern Plains. And for that matter, a lot of NFL fans in general are going to be talking about Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice and what now. And, you know, I guess the real big question is, and I don't know if Blanquita wants to weigh in on this, but, you know, if you're the Minnesota Vikings owner, if it was, Ziggy Blanquita that owns the Minnesota Vikes, do you know enough now to say, okay, we're just putting this guy on ice? Or, you know, is it innocent until proven guilty? The Vikings lost a sponsor, right? The Radisson, an iconic Minnesota brand, said, we're out of here. We're not going to do it. So they don't agree with the decision. I think a lot of people are pushing back on the decision. I'm not so sure I disagree with the decision. I why do you have a court system, right? I mean, if you...
Right, and the thing of it is, look, you know, both you and I, and we've all talked about this, I'm very much opposed to that kind of corporal punishment for a four-year-old where he even hurts the child's genital area. I mean, he's a big brute, and you don't teach a kid through terror. On the other hand, the guy who is the owner has to be able to demonstrate that he's going to stand by his guys until they are proven guilty. That is the court system. Now, you know, he shouldn't go out there and make the guy look like a big superstar. He shouldn't look like he's the golden boy. But he should say, look, we find this kind of behavior offensive. We're talking to our team right now as we speak. But, you know, there is a court of justice that people are innocent until they're proven guilty. So everybody needs to back off until the evidence comes in, and then we'll take the appropriate action.
What do you think the appropriate action should be?
Well, frankly, you know, if the guy, you know, is a, I mean, think about this. You know, this little boy isn't innocent. He's not a wife that's chosen to stay with the guy for whatever reason or not. This is a little four-year-old. If the guy is guilty, then the court will decide what they are going to do. And then after that, if he's got some sort of punishment, they're going to be able to figure out whether to take him off the team or if he's salvageable. I mean, you know, it may be as simple as making him do a lot of good work out there and taking anger management course or whatever. But I think the court is going to be the determiner in this, and then the team can respond.
Good. And I like that. One other question about Adrian. And tell me if this changes your mind about him at all. He says, you know, I'm not a perfect son. I'm not a perfect husband. I'm not a perfect parent. But I am, without a doubt, not a child abuser. I am someone that disciplined his child. I did not intend to cause him any injury.
But he did. And at some point, he should have known to stop. You know, when you are creating a skin that is broken and hurting that little boy, can you imagine your son being hurt in the genital area by a big guy?
He didn't know he was. He didn't.
I'm telling you, I'd beat him myself. I'd beat the father myself. I would not allow that. In fact,
Leon,
can I tell you what happened to me one time?
Leon, you got to get beyond the he didn't know he was hitting him in the private parts business.
He did not intentionally do that.
He went too far.
I like his statement. He's saying all the right things. He's saying it at the wrong time. It's called job preservation. It's called I want to play. So I've got to say all the right things.
Oh, Scott, no.
Go ahead, Blanquita. I agree with Scott on that. The guy is saying all the right things because he was caught.
With the whole apology tour, I think those folks are doing it for sure. I don't know why I believe the guy. I think that it is heartfelt and genuine.
You know, we tell our little children to talk and tell us if someone has hurt them. Who is going to believe a four-year-old boy against the big football star who just happens to be his father? Oops, he didn't.
What do you mean, who is going to believe? I'm not following. I'm not saying he didn't.
The four-year-old is an innocent. he may have been a little brat that day, but he doesn't get to be brutalized just because the guy gets
And I understand. I understand
that. Who protects that kid? Obviously, the mother didn't.
Oh, wow. So you think this kid's going to be emotionally scarred for the rest of his life?
I think that many children who have been brutalized as a child grow up and end up doing the same thing. They have choices, of course, to maybe not to do it, but many kids end up being bullies. They end up being abusers. They end up mentally scarred. Why don't we care as much about this child as we do about that guy's career in the football field?
I think we do, and I think that we've shown how much we care about the kid. I mean, this is a huge story. You got Radisson pulling out of the Vikings. I mean, I believe that we as a society.
Here's the thing.
If a guy did this to my kid, I'd probably be in jail now. But
well, there you go. There's your answer.
The fact of the matter is, this is this kid's father. I have no doubt that this guy loves his kid, even if he went too far, and he says that he went too far. I just don't think we need to browbeat him. I think family needs to heal.
Well, what if he went too far and he broke the kid's neck?
Okay.
What if he went too far and he broke the kid's arm? What if he went too far and the little boy shows up at daycare and he's got black and blue marks all over him? Do we say, well, you know, the guy went
That's a criminal act there. I mean, you break
the
kid's arm.
The kid went to the doctor and the doctor reported it.
Well, the doctors are mandatory.
Can I get in here a second? Here's the question I have. Okay, What is the best thing for Adrian Peterson, right? It's to get healthy, and clearly, even by his own statement, he's at least now acknowledging that he's not acting as a healthy parent here, okay, in reaction to his son.
Right.
Is the best thing for Adrian Peterson and this kid for his dad to continue to play football? Or is it to just focus on what really matters? Chris Carter said, sit these guys down. It's the only thing they understand. I think I'm sounding like.
What do you mean, sit these guys down?
Well, you make a good point, Scott, because actually, if these team leaders now get all their football players and say, I better not hear of you guys beating up your wives or hurting your children, you better get anger management. If you're going to take it out in the field, but for crying out loud, don't take it on children and don't take it out on women.
Wow. I don't know how to respond to that, but
you don't
thank
have time
you,
to respond
Glenn
anyway.
Keita.
Well, let's have us a smackdown when we come back, and I want to hear from the listeners. If you're Ziggy Wolf, do you just let this guy play and let the court system play out, or do you send a very important message? Most folks think they've screwed up here. Did the Vikes screw up? You tell us. We'll keep talking here.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnom. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. 4 nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all-inclusive. That's right, New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park and the Rockettes kicking up their heels in Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus 4 nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. 6 meals, 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits, so check it out at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, nervousness and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We are back right here on Flag Family Radio. This is the Common Sense Club, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air. Extension 1, leave a message, and we'll play it back. And you can do that 24 hours a day. I like to dub it the rant line. Now, we have now Dr. Leroy Huizenga, Director of the Christian Leadership Center over there at the University of Mary. And he's going to be speaking with us on their upcoming visit this week from a highly acclaimed Christian scholar and author, Dr. Timothy George. So I want to welcome Dr. Leroy Huizenga to the Common Sense Club.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. So, University of Mary, it seems to me that we have someone on like almost every week. I love the University of Mary. Absolutely phenomenal school. Tell us a little bit about this upcoming visit with Dr. George.
Well, Dr. Timothy George is a world leader in Christian circles. He's a Baptist. He's a scholar, and he presents around the world on all sorts of important topics. Coming up later this fall, he's been invited to speak at the Vatican, so the Roman Catholic Church holds him in that high of regard. And so we're very fortunate to have him. He's a friend to Catholics, he's a friend to other Christians, and as we move deeper into the 21st century and Christian unity becomes ever more crucial, his voice will be ever more important.
And I did a little research on Dr. George. He has over 20 books under his belt. So he is very knowledgeable about this topic, about his subject matter. What I want to know is, you know, if he's coming over there to the University of Mary and he's talking about Christian unity, if I attend this event, what can I take away from it? When I walk out of there, what will I take away from this event?
Well, he's speaking on Vatican II and the future of ecumenism, an evangelical Protestant perspective, Thursday night at 7 out here at Mary. And I think a lot of people assume that the Second Vatican Council was merely a Catholic thing that tried to update the church and make it a little more friendly, if you will, at least in appearance. But another important part of the Second Vatican Council is its approach to dealing with non-Catholic Christians in particular. And so since then, Catholics have become much more comfortable about speaking about other Christians with the language of brother and sister, even when we have deep and profound differences. And so it's interesting to me, for someone who's not a Catholic, who's a Baptist, a tradition very different from the Catholic tradition, it's interesting to me to hear what he might have to say about that.
And he has one book that I really want to pick up, and I want to get your opinion on this too. He has a book that said that the title is "The Father of Jesus, the God of Muhammad." I have to pick that book up. Have you read this book, or what are your feelings on that? I'd love to ask him that.
Yeah, I haven't read that particular book. I'm sure that whatever he's written in there is very deep and thoughtful and faithful to the Christian tradition. Dr. George is a thoroughly Orthodox believer and scholar, and so there's not going to be any soft soap or nonsense in there. That much is for certain.
Right.
You know, the broader... It's a really difficult question to ask how the God that Muslims believe in relates to the God that Christians believe in, because, you know, Christians and Muslims are both technically monotheists. They believe in one God, but, you know, for Christians, God is Father and Son and Holy Spirit, this Trinitarian community of three godly persons who love each other perfectly. And in Islam, God's not really all that personal, you know, so there's a huge difference right there. You know, God is kind of more like a unity or a monad. So it's a very nuanced question. You know, I also think there's the ancient Christian conviction running through the centuries that when people direct worship to what they know, you know, whether pagans worshiping Zeus or something, or perhaps Muslims worshiping Allah, when non-Christians worship what they know, even if Christians think it's wrong, ultimately, without their knowing it, that worship's directed to the true God.
Ah.
So it becomes pretty complex.
I will say. So give us the day and time, the time and date and place again, that we can come out there and listen to Dr. Timothy George.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock Thursday night, 7 o'clock Thursday night on the south end of the University of Mary's campus in Butler Hall. That's in the Gary Farrelson School of Business.
Okay, Butler Hall. I think I'm going to have to come out there. It seems fascinating.
Well, we'd love to
see you.
Yeah,
I think I will. I think I will. Again, I would just love to pick his brain on so many things. How long is he going to be there?
Well, he's on campus for a few days doing some research. The talk itself will go from about 7 to, I guess, 7:45, 7:50, and then we'll probably have him take questions for as long as people have them, maybe 15, 20 minutes. That's customary. And so if, you know, there's something...
I got a little more than 15, 20 minutes worth of questions. I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. You know, make sure to ask a good one and, you know, cover most of your bases.
Understood. So, and it's always fascinating speak with someone of his caliber that, you know, you have all these questions, and, you know, I can speak with my friends about certain issues that arise in my brain, but they're about as knowledgeable as I am, so that's not going to help me out any. Speaking with someone like Dr. Timothy George should clear up my questions pretty concisely. So I would encourage anyone out there on Thursday, September 18th, 7 o'clock, to come out to the University of Mary and hear Dr. Timothy George speak. And he's speaking about Christian unity, and I think it's a fascinating topic. It's like I said, he has over 20 books under his belt, and none of them are just filler books. I mean, all of these seem to be very, very deep subject matter, and you would expect nothing less from the University of Mary bringing in a scholar like this. Anything
well,
else you want
to
add?
I just want to thank you for having me on the program today. And if people are interested in, you know, religion and contemporary society, this is a talk that they wouldn't want to miss.
Religion and contemporary society. Wow. Thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club and sharing this event with us. I'm going to try to be there. 7 o'clock. Yeah, I can do it. So look for me. I'll be in the front row with my, my notebook and tons of, writing utensils. So I just need to take it all in. So again, thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club.
Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem. Wow. Hey, Scott, are you still on the line there?
You got it, my man.
Oh, man. Have you heard of Dr. Timothy George?
I have indeed. That event's on my radar. I'm looking forward to it.
I think I might have to take a little road trip down there.
It's been on my calendar for a while. That University of Mary is an amazing place, no question about it.
Good deal, place. Good deal. Hey, Chris, do we have time to take Spike, or do we need to come back after the break?
We're okay. We got a few minutes here.
Okay. We got a few minutes. So, Scott, what are you doing out there at Chase on the Lake right now?
What about Spike? Okay. Are you taking Spike, or am I telling you what I'm doing at Chase?
We can take Spike.
Up to you, Scott.
Roll Spike.
Hey, Spike.
Let's have it. Yeah.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah. Well, I was just listening to that lady a little bit ago talking about Adrian Peterson and his son. And I'm thinking, you know, that little boy had 4 years of life that all these women have aborted children that didn't get 5 minutes. You know,
good point.
We got 50 million babies that have been aborted by women. She ought to get a little more excited about that. They're human beings, too.
I think Blanquita, you're referring to, is pro-life. She's with us on that one. But I think we often, you know, very good point. Here's the point I would take away from what Spike's saying. Look at the outrage, appropriately so, for the treatment of this four-year-old little boy by Adrian Peterson, right? And we're all outraged.
Right.
Yet we yawn when a kindergarten-sized class is exterminated in downtown Fargo every single week, every Wednesday.
Yes.
At the so-called abortion clinic. You couldn't be more right, Spike. You're exactly
and
right.
And I'm waiting for sponsors to pull out of Planned Parenthood and organizations like that. I'm waiting for the outrage from the folks over something like that. In my opinion, committing genocide down there in the African American and minority communities. I'm waiting for the outrage.
Yeah. And both are going to be, you know, and I think it's incumbent upon us to believe as we do. To connect those dots for people, because I think it causes people to think. You're right. You know, it's like when the travesties happen at the horror at Sandy Hook, for instance, right? I mean, it
right.
dominates the news. Every media person on the planet flies in there, and you go, okay, this is terrible. It's awful. But you know, how is this different than what happens in America every single day in all these communities? So, you know, I don't think it means you don't talk about AP or you don't talk about Sandy Hook. But I think, you know, it's those of us that believe as we do, the only way this is going to change is if hearts and minds change. And so hearts and minds change by people being awakened to this. You know, we got to stop singing a little louder when the trains go by, as they did during the Holocaust, right? That was the response of the churches in Germany. They'd sing a little louder when the wailing boxcar filled, folks were on their way to the gas chamber. We can't do that. We can't do it. We gotta speak out about it. Appreciate the call, Spike. Nice chatting with you. We are at Chase on the Lake in Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota today, and I'm doing a little pre-show.
Your call
here.
Has ended.
Well, I'm glad it has. Yeah. That lady drives me crazy. I don't know what that is.
Me too. We'll be back with Scott Hannon out there on Chase on the Lake, and Steve, we're gonna get right to you on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815 or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before 9 o'clock with Leon Francis. I'm Scott Hinn, and I'm live at Chase on the Lake. And the guest services manager, Jesse Westberg, is here. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today, Scott?
You have some packages hot off the presses for us, right?
We do, yes.
So
yes.
I want folks to get a pen and paper because Jesse's going to tell us about some great packages to Chase on the Lake, which are just fantastic for fall. But Leon, first I think we have, did you say Steve waiting to weigh in?
We do.
On our debates this morning?
Steve is waiting to weigh in on AP. So, Steve, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, guys. I'm not much into spectator sports. I don't participate at all. And before this happened, I was of the opinion, not really being connected, but Adrian Peterson is kind of a bum. I mean, there's some question how many kids he's got by how many women, and I don't know. It just really is, you know, and then there's something about maybe stuffing this kid's mouth full of grass and leaves and a stick on the behind of a four-year-old. I mean,
yeah, how could you defend any of this? Go ahead, Leon, give it a try.
Well, I'm not
the chief defender of.
I am not the chief defender, but. That it kind of upsets me is we have always kind of browbeat the men. You said that he has all these kids by all of these women. That you do realize that there are women out there that seek out professional athletes like Adrian Peterson simply to have children with him. Why aren't we talking about that? I mean, yeah, he is not the poster child for a good parenting or even what a man should be, in my opinion. But I just think it's disingenuous of us to browbeat all these men and, you know, have absolutely no accountability for anybody else. The guy's a bum, just like you said. But at least he's doing more than a lot of bums from his demographic.
Here's the question I'll continue to pose, and thanks for the call, Steve. Here's the point. What is going to reform the behavior of Adrian Peterson, who has agreed himself he needs a little reform, right?
Himself.
I don't think it's, well, himself, but I also think giving him the time to reform himself, and I don't think, you can keep playing while this all plays out, does the best thing. Anyway, I got to talk to my friend Jesse here from Chase on the Lake, and we're going to continue to talk about this. It's not going away. We'll kick off What's on Your Mind on this very same topic today. So what's your favorite package in there, Jesse?
I'm going to have to go with the golf package. I mean, it's a great deal. You know, you get one night classic lodging here, and then you get a round at Longbow or Tiana Golf Club, and then one dinner. And it's a great price. You know, midweek you can stay for $129.
$129 for the dinner, the golf, and the stay.
That's correct. Yep.
Unbelievable.
It's a great deal.
Or you can double up and do two nights.
For $259. And, you know, you want to come on a weekend, it's $159 for the one-night deal or $299 for the two-night deal.
Find it at chaseonthelake.com. Great deal. Promo code Scott, by the way.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, what else we got?
We got an amazing autumn color special. So this is a great time to come to the Chase and visit us. And, you know, you can head out to the Chippewa National Forest and check out the great fall colors.
Never been out there. Been to Chase many times. Never been to the Chippewa National Forest. Am I missing out?
You are missing out, especially this time of year. I mean, it's great.
Wow.
The colors are great.
You know what? I need a little stress relief. So does Leon. Adrian Peterson ought not to be playing football this weekend. He ought to be at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, getting his stuff together, looking out at the Chippewa National Forest.
Yeah. So that package.
A few more Radissons happen this week. He just might be doing it, too. You know what I'm saying? Could happen. So what's the deal on the amazing color special?
So it's $99 for a classic hotel room, $139 for a condo. You also get 2-for-1 bike rental, and then a 2-hour pontoon or boat rental for $75.
Do you still have that double bike deal?
We do, yes.
I love that one. Yeah.
Paddle bike.
You know why I like that? Because then if I ride that with my wife, she can do all the pedaling and I just coast.
There you go.
But you have to go on back so that you can go, oh, honey, I'm sweating like a dog here. It's awful. It's horrible. And then you're actually not pedaling at all.
Right.
I love that. Yeah. That's fabulous. So the bike rental is part of that package.
The bike rental is part of it for 2-for-1. So, and then you also, we don't normally run a 2-hour special on pontoon or boat rentals, so that's a good thing to get on. And you don't have to go very far to see awesome colors from the Chase here.
Oh my gosh. This is fabulous.
And then there is, we have some hot off the press ones that are coming, that should be coming on the website here within the next couple days.
Including
the second annual Hops and Hogs Festival here at the Chase. That's going to be October 17th and 18th weekend.
Meaning beer and pork.
Beer and pork, yep,
yeah,
exactly.
I'm so hops there.
And hogs. Hops and
yeah,
hogs.
Yeah. We had you at Hops, didn't we, Leon? I know we did.
Yes, you did.
Sorry about that. We also have the brew dinner coming up October 25th.
What is a brew dinner?
So it's basically we're having Third Street Brewery come up, and they're going to do some sort of dinner, and then they have usually, you know, tasting samples of beers and all that neat stuff.
And the nice thing is, I can buy like a condo up there, right? I just want to live there. I mean,
yeah,
it just sounds awesome.
We're going to have Jared on a little bit here to talk about owning a piece of the Chase, and it's a great time because they've reduced the prices. And also, you know, you mentioned a couple of the neat dinners, Jesse. 502 Restaurant here is the only lakeside dining in all of Walker, Minnesota.
That's correct, yep. So you can stay here and then enjoy the only lakeside dining, like you said. I mean,
you got the Copper Dora Veda Spa. You got a great pool and sauna, and the rooms are to die for. You got Walker, Minnesota walking distance away. Reed's Sporting Goods in and of itself is an adventure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's only, you know, a half a block away from us. So
exactly, 3-minute walk. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Do folks call you and say, hey, Scott said I should call?
Yeah, yeah. We get quite a few people that say Scott said we should call. So
I love that. So make sure you ask for Jesse. He'll take care of you on the packages. 888-CHASE-06 or online, ChaseOnTheLake.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
All right, folks, what's on your mind? Let us know. We'll continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny of financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.